Well, welcome back to another edition of the Don't Argue, all thanks to Palmerbet and Gids. I say very, very good evening to you, mate. But the old Birch Kit's turned up down my way as well, big fella. And
mate,
I tell you what, I don't fill it out as good as you, though, to be honest, mate. I've got the white t-shirt, and it just does not look as good as it does on you.
Mate, I think the Palmerbet boys might be sending you a message here, mate. They've gone for the white slim fit model for myself, and they've gone for the black long sleeve jumper, mate, for you. So
Just try and cover. My pecs aren't as tight as yours are, big fella. And I don't think my biceps are as tight as yours either. But, hey, great merch kit, and I will pull out the white T-shirt next week too, mate. They've gone the large. Mate. Possibly could have gone a size up, I reckon. Maybe an XL. For
Mate, you know what? I'd like next week to see you cut the sleeves off and send a real message to the Palmerbet boys. Maybe it snip the sleeves off, give yourself a little pump before the session.
A couple of little push-ups, mate.
Yeah.
And I have caught you doing push-ups on the staircase behind you, mate, before we go on air. Don't try and deny it.
Mate, I'll tell you what. This whole thing.
Just curling the kettlebell, mate. Doesn't surprise
me. Sorry,
mate.
Yeah. I don't know how they got there. I never use it.
The wife's using it, mate.
Yeah, she must be.
Hey, listen, kids, we are getting down to the business end of the season, mate. It's getting pretty exciting, isn't it? And, well, I'll tell you what, it's a really exciting kind of back half of this season. There's so much to play out, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, mate. There's still, you know, a little bit to get through, obviously, with the Origin period, but, you know, still with players backing up, not backing up, coming through those games, injured or uninjured, or certainly backing up a few days later. But, mate, Origin period. What is Origin? I didn't see the result, mate.
I wasn't going to mention it. You've gone there, so I have to ask you off the top, kids. Mate, last Wednesday night, seriously, I would have loved to have been a fly on your wall, mate. They were disappointing, weren't they, the Blues?
Yeah, mate, you know what? We couldn't find the last pass to get over the line. And it was probably similar to Origin 1. I must applaud Queensland's defence. You know, certainly game one, I think in the first half, they might have held New South Wales up at least twice. I think Tedesco maybe both times. And then, yeah, mate, second Origin going up there was always going to be a tough task, but one that the New South Wales boys would have been certainly confident and looking forward to. And we just couldn't find that final pass to get over the line, you know, in the first half. And then there was probably a couple of chances in the second half as well. But the further the game went on, the more comfortable, you know, Queensland looked. And obviously with that type of crowd behind them up there, it's always going to be hard to chase them down.
Yeah, nah, mate, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to keep talking about it. You've probably spoken about it that much in the last week or so, I'm tipping, but I won't rub salt into the wounds. Hey, talking about things going from bad to worse, Dragons, mate, they got absolutely thumped by the Warriors, and then everything that's going on with the Ben Hunt saga at the moment, it's all going on for the Dragons, isn't it?
You know what, Matty, just before we jumped on tonight, I put my thoughts into a Dragon supporter's shoes, and I just thought, you know, there'd be some really long-term loyal supporters there who pay their membership, buy their jerseys, buy their merch every year. And mate, I reckon they'd be pretty filthy at the moment. You know, the performance on the weekend was poor. Some of the defensive efforts were poor. And what's going off the field is a major distraction. And given it's the captain of the club and one of the players, then I just think it's average and not... how do you describe it, mate? For these sort type of decisions to go on mid-year, yeah. I find it hard. I would find it really hard to put myself in that position to tell my teammates that I want out and I'm looking for a release and I want to go to a rival club immediately, right now, the captain of the club. I just can't get my head around it.
Can you think of anything like this, Gids, you know, over the journey that you've seen similar? Like, because it's just so...
Mate, off the top of my head, I can't think of another example off the top of my head, but I'm sure and I'm aware that things have gone on mid-year where players have, you know, walked out, refused to come back to training. Clubs have stood blokes down and told them not to come back to training. I've seen teammates not get re-signed or during the year. I've seen players have to play a certain amount of games for their contract to be renewed and have been made to play reserve grade. So I have seen and been around different examples throughout the season that a real challenge, a real distraction. Look at the ownership when Nathan Tinkler owned the Newcastle Knights when he was going under, and mate, it was just such a turbulent time, and any time those off field distractions are playing a part, whether it's player, coach, club, whatever it may be, it just has an as much as you the players at their press conferences will talk about that it's not an issue, it's playing a part.
Oh, absolutely. It's an issue, mate, and certainly going to be interesting to see what plays out over the coming weeks, mate, too, and to see the response from the Dragons, too, is going to be really, really important. Hey, what about Parramatta, mate? That was huge, huge first half. 42 points in that first half against the Dolphins. The Eels are back, I reckon, Gids. They are building.
Yeah, well, man, I remember early in the year where they'd lost a fair few games. They hadn't got off to a great start after being in the grand final last year, and we just kept looking at the roster and the team and thought they've got to come good. They've got to come good at some stage, and I think they're starting to – their season's starting to turn around, and that was a pretty dominant performance there last week, and maybe this is the back end of the year they'll get their run together.
Yeah. Hey, Penrith, you talk about sides putting runs together. Penrith and Melbourne Storm, consistently good, even through origin periods. And that's a sign of a good team, isn't it, Gids?
Yeah, for sure. It shows, well, certainly for the Panthers over the last number of years, it showed how much depth they've got in their club, where they've had players and a large number of players in origin and out those weekends. So a lot of players have played together throughout the juniors system there, which they've got a great pathways program. So when they step up into the next team, whether it's stepping into reserve grade or pushing into first grade, they've played with their teammates in previous grades, and that cohesion plays a part. But I think, mate, I probably respect the Melbourne Storm even more so because they've had so many wonderful players who have played long-term careers at Melbourne. Yep. They just continue to produce. And here they are sitting third again at the moment. And what's the common denominator?
Yeah, that's
Craig Bellamy.
Yeah, he's a freak. And just on that, a few calls to possibly get Craig Bellamy back in to coach the New South Wales Blues, Gids. So that's gaining a bit of momentum, isn't it?
Oh, for sure, mate, and I'd be a supporter of that. I was coached by Belly in Origin. It was when I captained New South Wales, which was a great achievement and something that I'm really proud of. But you know, Craig was the one who gave me that captaincy. So I played under him for City vs Country when I played for Country as well. So I've always had a really great relationship with Belly, and I always admired his coaching style and enjoyed playing under him. And we came through an era where Queensland were, the majority of the Australian team during that time. But I'd love to see him back head coach of the Blues, that's for sure.
Hey, what about Sunday NRL? Who was more impressive, mate? Titans with an 18-12 victory over the Broncos. Cowboys absolutely smashed the Rabbitohs 31-6. And the Raiders defeated the Roosters 2018. Who was most impressive in that one? Is it the Titans over the Broncos, mate? Because Broncos are playing super.
Mate, I think you got to go with the Titans. I think we did speak about it. I don't believe I tipped the Titans there. It wouldn't have last week. But I did speak about, the big brother, little brother rivalry with the Titans maybe going up to Suncorp and in for an upset. So I think that's the biggest upset for last weekend, given the performances and the momentum and the, where the Broncos sit this year. I think that's the biggest upset from last weekend for sure.
Yeah, great round of NRL. And as I said at the top, looking forward to what the back half of this season is going to produce, because it's been one of the best seasons I reckon we've had for some time. So even, and anyone on their day can defeat anyone. Now, new segment here, Gids. I'm really excited about this. It's called Buy It or Sell. Ooh. All thanks to Pumpkin. So I'm going to ask you some questions about odds, about certain things. Would you buy? Would you sell? And there's some real topical things in here, and I might even chuck one in a furphy for you, big fella. But let's have a look at the first one. Broncos to win the minor premiership. Currently $3.50, all thanks to Palmerbet. Are you buying or are you selling this, Gids?
Well, I'm buying that one, mate, especially for 350. Like, that's some pretty juicy odds, considering they're sitting second at the moment. Oh, they're sitting equal first at the moment with a buy in hand. So I think that's some wonderful odds, 350, where they currently sit. So that's a buy for me.
Righto, that's an easy buy. I reckon they're going well. They had a bit of a kick up last week against the Titans, but I reckon the Broncos certainly playing some great rugby, that is for sure. Hey, Cowboys to make the eight, $2.30. All thanks to Palmerbet. Is that a buy or is that a sell, Gids?
Well, mate, they've just started to turn their season around. I thought they were way below where their expectations were at the start of the season. I think they'd admit that. I do think they've had some pretty sharp performances in recent weeks or over the last probably 6 weeks. So I think there's a little bit of belief starting to grow there now. And I think, mate, teams can really sort of draw a line in the sand when you get to mid-year and say, right, what are we doing here? Where are we looking to get to by the time round 26 rolls around? So I think two teams are probably drawing a bit of a line in the sand there, and that's the Eels and the Cowboys. So that's also a buy for me, mate. Cowboys to be a smoky for the top eight.
I must admit, I reckon it's a bit of a sit back and watch it a little. I just want to get the next couple of weeks going to be telling.
Hey, mate, the Palmerbet boys have asked buy or sell now, not sit back and wait for a couple of weeks. Maybe sit on the
more
fence.
Cautious with my money, I reckon. It's not convincing enough for me at the moment, I reckon, the Cowboys. Hey, Dominic Young, mate, to win the top try scorer, currently $6 at Palmerbet. Is that a buy or is that a sell, Gids?
Well, do you want me to think with my head or my heart here, Matty?
Come on, mate. Go with the heart, as always, big fella. I wouldn't expect anything less from you.
Well, you know what, mate? I think Dominic Young has been one of the best recruits out of the UK for a while now, for a number of years. I think, mate, for a young fella to be coming from Bradford, totally untried and untested, really, and to have the impact and the brilliance and the excitement every time he gets the ball, like he's not just big, he's fast, he's athletic, and he's quick. So I, $6, there's some amazing value there. But, man, I do think you know, as far as top try scorer, your team needs to perform well week in, week out. Other nights scoring enough points for Big Dom to get top try scorer by the end of the year? I'm not sure. I know Mike Acebo's certainly up there as well, and I think where the Eels sit on the table and potentially the run they may have towards the back end of the year, maybe Micah might just pip him off. But I'd love to see Dom pick it up before he heads to the Roosters next year, unfortunately.
No. Righto, mate. Next one, Tigers to have the least wins in season 2023. $2.25, thanks to Palmerbet. Is that a buy or is that a sell, Gids? Realistically, mate, it's out of the bottom two, you'd imagine, them and the Dragons, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, mate, with what's going on at the Dragons at the moment, I think they maybe might take that award. So I think the Tigers...
So you're selling that one, mate?
Sell. I think it's a sell. Yep.
You're putting all your eggs in the Dragons having the least wins.
Well, given what's going on there at the moment, I just find that the instability is a real problem.
Righto. Next one. Warriors to make the top four. Currently $2.70, all thanks to Palmerbet. They are in good nick. Where are they sitting? Fifth on the ladder.
Fifth
on the ladder. So the Sharks in front of them actually got the bye up their sleeve. So they've got an extra game. So they're sitting in fourth. I'm tending to think this one might be a bit of a sell, Gids. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think it's a sell, just. I think they might stay where they are, fifth by the end of the season wraps up. I think it's a great effort from the Warriors to date where they're sitting. Probably, you know, certainly above where I had them at the start of the year, which I'm really happy for. I think they've got, you know, exciting team, good young coaching staff, and Stacey Jones, maybe a bit older head there and former legend Warrior. But I think it's just a sell, but not by much. So I think they'll still finish around that fifth or sixth. And it's a big effort, mate. Top four. If you want to be
huge,
you know, top four by the back end of the year, you got to be one of the best teams who's hitting their straps, defending well, good attacking shape.
Hey, you know, your teams that are kind of sitting around there, though, too, are the Eels, the Rabbitohs. They're going to be breathing down the neck on the same amount of wins as the Warriors as well, you know, and you chuck the Raiders in there. So there's some quality teams around there. So I reckon that's a definite sell, that one. I'm going to throw one in. Question without notice, mate. Freddie Fittler to coach the New South Wales Blues. $2, all thanks to Palmerbet, mate. Is that a buy or is that a sell, Gids?
Oh, don't do this to me.
I knew you wouldn't like that one, mate.
No, I'll go with my heart on this one, and I'm going to say that's a buy for me. I mean, I'll stick with loyalty, friendship and loyalty anyway. I mean, I do, yeah, I like Freddie personally, professionally as a player and as a coach. But, it's a really big and tough decision for Dave Trott and New South Wales Rugby League if they're looking to go in a different direction. It's a real big call. I'm going to stick with my heart on that one. Stay Freddie.
Stick with Freddie, mate, according to Gids. I love it, big fella. Hey, let's have a look at this weekend's round of action in the NRL, mate. Starts Thursday night at Shark Park. It's the Sharks v. the Dragons. Head-to-head, all thanks to Palmerbet. Sharks $1.12. Dragons at $6.40. At the line, the Sharks minus $18.50, $1.92. Dragons plus $18.50, $1.88. Key stats, all thanks to Palmerbet. Coming off the bye, Sharks will have a similar team that beat the Bulldogs 2 weeks ago. For the Dragons, Ben Hunt will be in the team after his release request was rejected, while Moses Sully will be monitored after a head knock. Unbelievable scenes. We've seen it this week. The Sharks won their round 4 clash 40-8. Sharks have won their past 6 clashes against the Dragons. Sharks winger Ronaldo Mulitalo is second in the NRL for line breaks with 21. The Dragons' top line breaker is Mekele Ravalawa with 12. Mm. Hard to see the Dragons responding, but sometimes teams, when they got their backs against the wall, Gids, funny things happen.
Yeah, there's a couple of things there. Sometimes when the team's got their back against the wall, as you say, they can respond to that. Alternatively, sometimes the opponents can be a little bit complacent when teams are under pressure and got some off-field distractions. So certainly, I'm sure Craig Fitzgibbon will make sure that the Sharks aren't complacent going into this game. But again, mate, I cannot see how Ben Hunt can be named playing and be captain of this team. Like how, after what's he's been very open and honest, what he wants to do with his current future or his future with his family and his playing career. But how can you line up alongside him as your captain and be, mate? You need to look up your captain and be inspired by him. I think that'd be a real challenge for his teammates at the moment. Yeah. I'm going Sharks 13+.
13+, so big win for the Sharks, mate, and to add more misery to the poor old Dragon season, which has been a long one thus far. Let's turn our attention to Friday night at Go Media Stadium. It's the Warriors and the Rabbitohs. 4-point game for mine. Head-to-head, the Warriors $1.76, Rabbitohs $2.08. At the line, the Warriors minus -1.5, $1.87. Rabbitohs plus +1.5, $1.93. Key stats here, the Warriors. Mitch Barnett will return from suspension in a swap for Morata Nikore, who was out through suspension. And for the Rabbitohs, Jacob Host is facing a stint on the sideline with a suspension, while Origin players Cam Murray, Damien Cook got through unscathed and should be all good to go. Dallin Watini has scored 10 tries these last 5 games. I wasn't even going to try and get that last name out there. Cody Walker has 19 try assists in 15 games this year, putting him just ahead of Sean Johnson, who has 16 in 15 games. This is going to be a belter. Friday night footy at its best here, Gids.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a cracker. Obviously, over in NZ, who they love playing back over that way. Yeah, the Rabbitohs probably a bit of a shaky period over the last 6 weeks, I think. And look, they want to get the year back on track. That's for sure. I know Latrell has been named out for a number of more weeks, which is a problem for him and the team. But mate, I'm on the Warriors here. I think the Warriors can still get this one done. 1-12, about a bit over $3.
And Latrell just so important, isn't he, for that Rabbitohs outfit, mate? Hey, yeah. This is going to be huge because there's AFL games up, but there's no country footy. So this is a massive weekend in Victoria. So everyone converges on Melbourne. They'll be huge. This will be a huge crowd. Storm v Panthers, Marvel Stadium, of course. I can't remember the last time they played at Marvel Stadium, but it's Friday, 8 p.m. under the roof, head to head, the Storm $1.85, Panthers $1.95 at the line, the Storm -1.5 $1.90, Panthers +1.5 $1.90. Cam Munster is set to return for the Storm after missing last week. For the Panthers, expect all the Origin 2 players to be back, which is huge. These two sides complete sets at a high rate, with the Panthers completing at a competition high average of 82%, and the Storm are just behind at 81%. Both teams have won four of their last five games. Their only losses were both to the Cowboys. Getting back to earlier points, Cowboys. Oh, yeah, that is really interesting. Mate, this is going to be an absolute beauty and a huge crowd expected at Marvel Stadium under the roof Friday night, kids.
Unreal, man. They're the experiences that you look forward to as a player. I mean, the Panthers will be, maybe some of the Storm players may have played there before, but certainly the Panthers players will be right up for it. New stadium, playing under the roof is certainly an experience. So, mate, it's a game of the round. I think for myself to be sitting down and watching this one, I sat on the fence with, you know, the team's name, but I still think, mate, just maybe the Storm with, you know, being in Melbourne, this game, Cam Munster back. I just think that the Storm may get it done, mate, just over the Panthers. I think it's going to be a tight game, a brutal game. And, mate, I've gone for a lofty bet, mate, on the Palmer Bet app that I looked up just there before. I've gone halftime draw, full-time Storm, $17.
Wowzers. That is huge, mate. That is massive. And I have to just wind back a little bit. It's not very often, Gids, that you actually tip the Storm, mate. So this is good, especially against the good
side. No, mate. I've got nothing against the Storm, mate. But
Craig Bellamy just sent me a text every week, mate. He says, just tell him to just start picking us or tipping us. Wait till Papenhuyzen gets back too, mate. If he comes in this back half of the season, anything can happen for the Storm, kids.
Sure. If he gets himself fit and he's still got that speed, he'll be a weapon back into the season. But, mate, I must say that the two fullbacks there, Dylan Edwards and Nick Mooney, should be a good matchup. They're two different fullbacks as opposed to, you know, your Tedesco, Reece Walsh, Kalen Ponga. They're, you know, they're not that electric speed, but they're so influential to their team and when they play well. So that's a good matchup, that one.
Righto, mate. Let's move to Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. at GIO Stadium. It's the Raiders taking on the Titans. Both had good victories last week. Head-to-head, the Raiders $1.64. Titans at $2.27 at the line. The Raiders -3.5 $1.90. Titans +3.5 $1.90. All thanks to Palmer Bet. The key stats for the Raiders, just Papale is in doubt after suffering a hamstring injury. But that will be the only change for the Raiders. While for the Titans, Big Tino will be back after being rested due to Origin. Was good too in the Origin game. Two Raiders have won four of their last seven games last seven home games this season. Raiders have won three of their last four games, while the Titans have won two in a row. And if the Titans win, they'll jump the Raiders on the premiership ladder. So a fair bit at stake here, Gids.
Yeah, plenty at stake here. Matty, do you remember last week when we spoke about the outgoing coach statistic, mate?
Mate, where it's amazing. Like, isn't it?
Oh.
And where did that come from? Where did that come from?
I mean, but mate, again, the coach gets sacked, the team lifts for whatever reason, and they get up and they knock off second up,
kids, they can be a little bit flat, to be honest. Yeah. So maybe the Warriors are the better of the round.
Yeah, no, it's...
Sorry, the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders. Mate, I've gone Raiders 1-12 in this one. I think the Raiders, mate, the Raiders have been playing some decent footy. I think they're flying under the radar too, a bit, the Raiders. Like, they're in sixth position at the moment. They've got some quality teams that we thought would have been a lot higher on the table than what they are at the moment. Yep. So they're doing a pretty good job. Yeah, I think Raiders at home is what's just got me over the line here, 1-12 though.
Well, they're in pretty solid nick at home too. And as you said, they're in good form generally at the moment. Hey, Cowboys taking the Tigers Saturday, 5:30 p.m. at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Head-to-head, all thanks to Palmer Bet. The Cowboys $1.20. Tigers at $4.60 at the line. The Cowboys -13.5, $1.90. Tigers +13.5, $1.90. Key stats, all thanks to Palmer Bet. Cowboys suffered a double blow with Jason Tumalolo and Reece Robson both in dead after picking up injuries last weekend. No changes for the Tigers after the bye. Cowboys fullback Scott Drinkwater's come up with 16 try assists in 13 games. He's in really good at the moment, Drinkwater. Seems a long time ago now, but in round 12, the Tigers beat the Cowboys 66-18. Since then, the Cowboys have gone 3-1. It might have been the injection they needed. They beat the Storm, Panthers, and Rabbitohs all in a row, and the Tigers have not won a game since. So isn't that the reverse of form there, mate?
It is, mate. Yeah, look, I still look at the Cowboys team and the team they have on paper. I still think it's a real high-quality team, considering where they're sitting on the table, which they'd still be pretty filthy about. Look, it was a huge win by the Tigers there last time. I don't think it's going to be the same result as that one only a month or so ago. So, mate, I'm on the Cowboys for this one. I think they're hitting some form at the moment. Scott Drinkwater, when he's playing that fullback position for the Cowboys, he seems to play a really good role, whether he's running the footy or just finding that last pass to his centre or winger. So
he's in good
I think it's going to be I think it's a convincing win for the Cowboys, 13+.
Righto, mate. Broncos Dolphins Saturday night, 7:35 PM at the Gabba. Head to head, Broncos $1.20. Dolphins at $4.50. Broncos at the line -13.5, $1.85. Dolphins +13.5, $1.92. Key stats all thanks to Palmerbet. The only question mark is obviously Reece Walsh, who heads the judiciary. If he suspended Tristan Saylor, of course, the son of Wendell will replace him at fullback for the Dolphins. Jeremy Marshall-King is in a set to return, which will be a big in too for the Dolphins, who are just floundering a little bit at the moment. Broncos won their round 4 clash 18-12. It was a cracker. For the Dolphins, Jermaine Asako is 18 points clear for the top point scorer and is equal third on the try scorer list. Speed bump or something more. The Dolphins have lost 4 of their last 5 games with their only win over the Dragons. They've just punched it, haven't they? They've had that mid-season little lull, haven't they, Gids?
Yeah, they're slipping down the table, mate, at this stage. And 11th at the moment. I think the Broncos will dust them up on this one. I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So on the Palmer bet, over 47.5 points. Is about $1.90.
Righto, mate. Love it. Bulldogs versus your Newcastle Knights, Kids. Bulldogs head-to-head, $2.15. Knights at $1.71. At the line, the Bulldogs +2.5, $1.90. Knights -2.5, $1.90. Well, thanks to Palmerbet, the key stats, no changes for the Bulldogs after the bye. Well, for the Knights, Lockie Fitzgibbon set to be available after serving his HIA. So possibly the only change there for the Knights. No team has conceded more penalties this year than the Bulldogs, who on average are pinged 6.7 times per game. That's unbelievable. Knights wingers Dom Young, 16 tries. Greg Marzu, 10, have scored 26 tries between them this season, compared to 12 for Bulldogs wingers Josh Adokar and Jacob Carraz, who have got 8 and 4, so a total of 12 there. Both teams need this win, Gids. This is
both teams game, need a win. We get 14th versus 15th position here. So, look, it's a big ask and going to be a big effort for either team to be pushing for that top 8 position towards the back end of the year. It's not unachievable, but they definitely need whoever wins this game, or should I say whoever loses this game, might be in a fair bit of strife for the rest of the year. So, mate, I'm on the Knights for this one, of course. Dom Young, anytime try scorer, Knights 1-12. I haven't got any odds off the top of my head. That's what I'm just feeling, mate, at the moment. So, look, I think the Dogs have played some good footy. I think, you know, Cameron Sorrello's been some pretty critical of some of their defence at times. And mate, Pope, you know, Adam O'Brien, I think he's the right man for the job here at Newcastle. Unfortunately, when you're losing a few on the bounce like we have over the last few weeks, the Knights boys went down late against the Broncos in second position, and then, you know, some pretty ordinary losses against the Roosters at home, who are under strength, and then Panthers had a number of players out last week and went down narrowly. So they're the ones you've got to win if you want to make top 8.
Exactly right, mate. And I reckon whoever loses here, I reckon their top 8 chances are virtually kaboosh for the year. So big, big game, the Bulldogs and the Knights. Hey, yeah. Seagulls take on the Roosters. Final game, Four Pines Park, Sunday, 4:05. Head-to-head, Seagulls at $2.17, Gids. Roosters at $1.70. The Seagulls at the line +2.5, $1.90. Roosters -2.5, $1.90. For the Sea Eagles, all thanks to Palmer Bet, Jason Saab, Bartolaghi and Brad Parker all in line for a return. For the Roosters, Suaalii set to return from suspension, but they do lose Angus Crichton. Roosters averaging just 16.4 points per game after 17 rounds compared to 21.06 points per game at the same time last year. So they're just trying to score. And the Roosters have won only two of their last seven, and those were against Newcastle and Bulldogs, who were 14 and 15. Struggling to score, the Seagulls have been outscored 58-10 in their last two games. Woo, toss of the coin here, Gids, as well, I reckon.
Yeah, mate, I'm surprised the Roosters are favourites, to be honest.
Yeah.
Real surprised the Roosters are favourites.
And short enough, too, are they, at $1?
Yeah, mate, I'm a bit confused about that one, but I won't question the Palmer boys. I'm sure they've got the algorithm there, mate. That's worked out the Roosters to be short. But, look, I think the Seagulls have been put on some of the best performances this year, certainly at home at Four Pines Stadium too, or Four Pines Park. So I know there's a number of key players back for both teams. I'm on the Eagles, mate, head to head here. Some decent value too at around $2.17.
Yeah.
When I check the market.
I'm with you, mate. I reckon they are the value of the round, Gids. Talking about value of the round, mate, the Gids get on last week, saluted, big fella. Raiders 1-12, Raiders to score first at $5.26, mate. For all the Palmer Bet Don't Argue followers, they've had an absolute fill-up last week, which is fantastic. And you went far from seven too, mate, in the pick seven last week, so you weren't far away. Seagulls and Broncos were the two that let you down. So you're in good nick, mate.
Well, yeah, five from seven's not bad. I mean, how did the Broncos get beat by the Titans? I'm still scratching my head on that one.
I know.
And Storm beat Manly. I thought that was always going to be a flip of the coin. But, yeah, five from – not a bad week, mate, last week. I've got to back it up, though.
Righto, mate. Let's do the pick eight this week, big fella. What have we got, mate? What have we got?
Mate, let me just go back into my notes here. Pick eight, Sharks to win.
Yep.
Warriors at home. Storm at home.
Yep.
Raiders at home.
Yes.
Cowboys at home.
Yes, short. Yep.
Broncos at home.
Yep.
Knights away and Eagles at home. So I think Knights are the only team that I need to get up.
Seven out of eight are at home, mate. It's the only away team. Now, Gids, that is going to get us $28.40 combined total.
Come on. That is cool. Come on.
And you're in good nick too. So there you go.
What about how's the punting going too?
Yeah, you pull that white t-shirt out better than mine, I can assure you. Hey, listen, mate, what about the Gids Get On? What are we doing for this week, buddy?
The Gids Get On, I did jump onto the NRL app, just thought I don't mind the little update of who's in and who's out and some people returning from injury or suspension. So I'm going to get on Jason Saab, anytime try scorer. I find that if Manly play well at Four Pines Park, he's normally a part of it.
Yep.
And merely into a victory 1-12.
That's going to give you 585, mate. It's that simple.
That's all right.
That's
all
good. Right. Well, that was your same similar odds to last week, mate. So you're on fire. We can't argue with it. Why wouldn't we back up and get on the Gids Get On? As we always say, though, it's all thanks to Palmer Bet. Gamble responsibly. Do it in a responsible manner. Download the app. Get involved. Really simple app to navigate. But always remember, what are you really gambling with? Gids, it's been a pleasure as always, mate. And fair dig, I'm going to start doing more push-ups and just if I'm going to start wearing my T-shirt and you're on the same show as me, mate, I'm going to have to start working at least guns and shoulders.
Mate, no, you look good, mate. I think they looked after you, mate. Winter time down Melbourne way, so they've looked after you with the jumper rather than the slim fit.
That's it, mate. Black's more slimming than white, big fella. You get away with it.
Look great.
We hope you've enjoyed the Don't Argue and looking forward to catching up next week. Have a wonderful weekend, Gids.
All the best, everyone. Enjoy.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.